Alan, you were in Washington that day.
Actually, I wasn't. I was in New York.
In New York?
Yeah, I was on the way to Washington because, at least I think I was in New York, because here's what I'm going to tell you, Joe. I don't really remember where I was. I do remember distinctly watching the television, seeing this thing unfold, watching Oswald get killed by Jack Ruby, watching the Walter Cronkites of the world and everybody talking about it. But I'll be darned if I remember where I was sitting at the time. You know, I was sort of just graduating from Hunter College, where I went from 59 to 63. I know that I was about to go to Washington, where I was doing an internship with Congressman Frank Thompson. I remember Frank Thompson refusing to come out of his office to talk to anybody because he was in mourning for JFK, who was a very close friend of his. And then I think I was there one day and I got the call to come into Toppy's office to talk to him. And I did. And they had a tremendously close relationship because Thompson was in large part responsible, you know, for the building of the Kennedy Center, which was under the microscope at the time, and consideration. I do remember how everybody felt. I may be the only of you, is that right, who was alive at the time. Is that right, Joe? Am I 63?
So, yeah, 63. And I know Ray and I are out of the discussion. I don't know about Rosemary, and I don't feel comfortable asking. And of course, Bob knows. Yeah, but other than that.
But the thing that stood out was that there was a sort of, a sense among people that it was beyond their comprehension. It was not, look at that. It was that the nation was in mourning, and there was a sort of a mass, I don't want to use the word psychosis because I don't think that's the right word, but there was something that was bigger than all of us, and how could this happen, we were asking ourselves. And we're still asking ourselves that question. We're still asking ourselves questions like, how did Jack Ruby get allowed to be there with a gun as they were doing the perp walk and getting Oswald out of there? It was beyond our usual intellectual ability to concentrate on it.
When you think of the effects 50 years later, because we're still feeling those effects, we're still,
sure.
I mean, the country changed drastically, much like a major, much like 9/11, this was a turning point.
Oh, there's no question. It was sort of the age of innocence was gone. Now, we've heard that from, you know, everybody in terms of different things that have happened, World War II and bombing Pearl Harbor. But this was a nail in the coffin. How could this happen? This was our hero. This was the guy who started the Peace Corps. This was the guy who was bringing on Camelot. This was a guy who took off his hat during the parade, during the presidential inaugural parade, and got out and walked there. This was another whole thing. The tired old Eisenhower years were gone. Here was JFK. He was our hero. And he also was, in the same way we think now about how things are happening with gay marriage, you know, a change. He was a Catholic who was going to be elected president of the United States. And that not only opened the door for other Catholics, but it opened the door for everybody else, whether you were Jewish or whatever you are. This could mean that things had changed in this country. And my reaction to it was, uh-oh, somebody shut the door. Somebody had shut the door on us. So it's as if somebody had thrown black paint over the landscape. the guys like Walter Cronkite were crying, and a lot of us were crying inside as we saw this, because this was our guy. Later on, we learned about Joe Kennedy and, you know, the manipulation and the money and the women and the disease, which we didn't know about. But he was, and interestingly, with all that said, remains as one of the icons of America. This guy was America at its best and its best potential. You know, the historians, the revisionists, they can all write whatever they want. But as we have said many times, you go into many houses. We have somebody here at the radio station, and you look at her wall, and there is a picture of Jack Kennedy.